You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast. Today we're in Pinar del Rio, Cuba, with Brother Clint Morgan, who is the director of Free Will Baptist International Missionaries. We're here and we're ministering to some of our brothers here in Cuba, and it just makes me think a little bit, Clint, about how important the World Mission Offering is. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, our World Mission Offering is taken every year, the last Sunday of April, and what we intend for it to be is a very special offering. A church takes one offering each year. Now, some choose not to take it on that week, which is fine. We just hope that every church will take a special offering. But what is the World Mission Offering used for? That's the big question, because people ask that a lot. Number one thing for World Mission Offering is partnerships. And those partnerships that we have, the majority of our partnerships and the majority of the funding that goes to partnerships is with churches in countries, national churches in countries where we are heavily invested.
Yes.
And I cannot think of a place that we're more heavily invested than in Cuba.
Yes.
It's our second field that was open, and it has a lot of history with Mom and Pop Willie and many others who served here joyfully. And we're just thankful for their history. But the church now continues, and we've had the opportunity the last couple of days to fellowship with and talk with some of the church leaders, and I'm telling you, there is some solid leadership here. And this is where we feel like our partnership money is being invested, and when I see this, I say our WMO offering is coming to a very good place here. That's very thankful for that.
So true, and for folks who've been able to travel to Cuba and some of our other fields, you can definitely see this, and so people often give money to specific missionaries, but when you give to the WMO offering, you're giving to all of this, and it's able to be used in whatever place is needed.
Yeah, and as we look at some of our other partnerships in Brazil and Ivory Coast and India, and those are fields where missionaries, you know, we've been in them 50, 60 years, but the church, they now have strong national leadership. And I'll never forget, it was one of those moments, sort of defining moment, when we first started talking to the churches in Ivory Coast about them becoming autonomous. They looked and they said, are you going to abandon us? We said, we never will abandon you. And these partnerships prove that we meant what we said, and we're able to contribute to the ongoing of leadership training, building buildings, things that they need. And it's not that they're totally dependent on us. We don't want that.
Yeah.
But this is coming alongside our national churches and helping them and helping move things along more swiftly, often getting things done much more quickly than it would be if they had to do it on their own. But in each case, we see them contributing, they're making their contribution, and we're very thankful for that.
That's wonderful. And so you can be a part of that. We encourage you to regularly give to Free Will Baptist International Missions. But, of course, the WMO offering is a wonderful time to do that in April. And so please put that on your calendar and take up an extra offering for IM during that particular time, because these are resources that are really used in a wonderful way.
So we have gifts goes to the partnerships. And then if there are money left over after we make our commitments to our partnership budgets, it goes to missionaries that are need, those that are in red, their accounts are in the red, or to the general fund. And so every dollar is used in such a really wonderful way to advance the kingdom. So we want every church to give and to give generously to this year's World Mission Offering.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for what you're doing at International Missions, and we pray for you all, and we hope that this will be a wonderful year as we think about giving to the WMO.
Thank you.